Gentlemen, we went over the rules in the dressing room. I want to caution you to keep this fight clean at all times, and what I say, you must obey.
Live from the WKOM studio in downtown Columbia, it's time to wake up and get woke. It's Three Dudes with a View.
Let's get it all!
All right, welcome in. Thursday edition, Three Dudes with a View. I'm dude number three, Del Kennedy. This is our last show of the week. Tomorrow morning, this time, this station, Jim Ross with Inside Middle Tennessee, and we Three Dudes will be back with you on Monday. As always, you can go, if you want to watch us, we're on live stream video. Go to our website, go to our Facebook page. You can watch. You can also see the archive shows there at those places, our website, Facebook, Twitter, that kind of thing. We're also on the website, the podcast of this show are posted, past and present. And you can go out and get those podcasts wherever you get your podcasts, whether that's Apple, Spotify, or wherever. Again, my name's Del Kennedy. I am dude number three, dude number two, Clayton Harris. Good morning.
Good morning, Del. Good morning, everybody.
Dude number one, Mr. Jim York. Welcome back.
Good morning, Del. Thank you. Good morning, everybody.
Did you have election commission yesterday?
No, I had, I'm in a veterans organization up in Franklin, so I'm attending meetings up there.
I got you. Well, good deal. Well, we missed you, but welcome back. The and then native son, favorite son of Columbia, 77 graduate of Columbia Central High School, Ron Hart.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. And Debbie Matthews, wherever you are, welcome in.
Good morning. I'm in Daytona Beach.
Well, good for you.
We're working down here this week. It's good to hear everybody.
Good for you. How's the weather?
It's warm and beautiful. Looking for my first alligator. So it's all good.
All right.
You'll find one.
I know.
You'll find one down there.
Yeah. We're headed down to Lake Placid. Who knew that Florida had a Lake Placid? I thought it was only New York. So I'm going somewhere new this week. I've never been. And so we'll see how it goes. But I also want to say that Sunday, the Debbie Matthews show was, oh, it was so wonderful, the premiere. And this coming Sunday, we have Rory Feek's interview. So excited for Sunday evening. So everybody tune in.
Tune in. That's 6 o'clock on this station Sunday evening.
We asked him, why did you close Marcy Joe's? So I think everybody's going to want to hear that. And he's also talking about the new love in his life, which is a big deal to everybody because we're all missing Joey. So it's going to be a great show. So everybody tune in to the Debbie Matthews show Sunday evenings at 6 o'clock.
There we go. 6 o'clock this station, Sunday night. All right,
Del,
folks.
I got another little announcement. Columbia Central's, it's Miss Campbell Golf Tournament.
Yes.
Christy Smith is heading that up over there, and Ron did a generous donation to sponsor me and a team in the tournament on May 3rd. They need 5 more teams to be a complement of 36 teams, which is most of the time all they can take. So they need 5 more teams to register to play on May 3rd. Christy Smith can be reached at 931-381-2222, extension 1131. And again, thanks, Ron, for sponsoring me in that golf tournament, old man.
Win it, Jim. Win it.
Play well.
All right.
You try to win it.
And that's the office for Columbia Central High School. That number you gave out is Columbia Central High School.
Right. It's the office, but the extension 1131 is Ms. Smith's number, extension number. You can reach her directly that way.
Reach her directly. Or, I mean, I imagine you can just call Columbia Central and ask for Christy Smith. Yeah.
And they need 5 more teams. So, golfers, get out there and support a good cause, Memorial Miss Ruth Campbell.
And the weather is getting just right. Good time of year to be out playing golf. So it's all good, and it's for a good cause. That what they're doing is raising money to establish an endowment for Central High School for just whatever it may be, you know, more materials in the classroom or whatever things that need to be funded that can't be funded otherwise. So it will enhance education at Columbia Central for sure. All right, folks. Well, let's see. This 2 days ago, the Tennessee legislature passed a bill allowing in in limited circumstances, teachers to be armed. But according to the loony left, everybody, every teacher in Murray County went out to King's Firearms, armed themselves yesterday, and is now standing before the students with a gun on their hip. And all, you know, the Wild West is about to break out.
I think it's a great deterrent.
A lot of schools aren't even participating. A lot of schools aren't even participating. They said, you know, some of the schools, like the rural schools that don't have SROs, might elect to do it. But a lot of schools are against this, and a lot of districts have been against it, Delk. It's just more of the same from Republicans trying to push guns everywhere you can get them, and the manufacturers are making all the money, and the kids are getting killed.
Jim, you know where there's never been a mass shooting? A police department. Why? Because they're all armed. If nobody arms, but there's a chance that all the teachers are armed, it's going to be a deterrent. So we'll see
what happens when the mistake happens. You know, even this officer down in Memphis got shot by one of his own officers. What happens when something happens like that and the kid gets
the parade of horribles? You know, Ms. York, you missed the conversation yesterday.
You know, they'll put on the news over and over and over when someone's shot like that. But when a mother or a kid shoots an intruder come in their house, we're not on the news.
You know, right.
Well, you know, yesterday, you're right, Mr. York. Like, I think it requires 40 hours of training, a psychiatric examination, the approval of the superintendent, the principal, and the sheriff in whatever county it's located, I think. Now, you know, Metro Nashville has announced they're just not going to do it. Clayton and I were talking about it yesterday. Clayton's, what, you guessed maybe two teachers?
I mean, maybe at the most. I mean, these are people I really don't know that well, but I know them well enough to know that maybe they might try to apply to do that. But again, I mean, there's a lot of checks and balances here that you have to go through to even get certified to do it. So.
Look,
40 hours of training, guys. Ladies, that's not any training. And policemen train all the time and make mistakes.
Well, that's enough to make it difficult and cumbersome, bothersome. You can't just run out there and buy a gun and show up at school. And I don't think
the first, if you had someone in the school with a gun, it says a gunman comes in there with an AR or something like they did in Nashville, they've done in, you know, Columbine, you name it. You don't think a gym teacher or a football coach or a lady who's an English teacher who has a gun can't neutralize that for the 20 minutes before the cops get there? That's
it
not
takes
good.
It takes constant training, Ron, and even
constant
policemen
training
have
to shoot a gun. I can go shoot somebody right now.
Even policemen have a problem sometimes. Depends on the situation.
Well, there's no horrible things.
Shooter probably doesn't have 40 hours of training. Shooter probably doesn't have 40 hours of training. Should we train our shooters?
Yeah.
And what are you talking about training? You know, a gun there would matter. Time is everything. That's when the deaths happen early
That's
on.
Right.
To be trained
right.
and safe.
All right,
I
Wayne
think she
LaPierre.
Should at least have it for self-defense.
Again, Mr. York, right, you know, the loony left, and I'm sure a significant number of the people in Tennessee believe that every teacher in the dadgum state went down to the gun store yesterday, bought a gun, and is now armed and standing before their classroom, and, you know, the Wild West is about to break out. That's just simply not true. And all the histrionics, the lying around, the screaming, the yelling, the acting out in the galleries, it's just ridiculous. And you have to think, who is it who hangs out in the gallery of the house in Tennessee to go crazy over a bill that's going to have absolutely minimal.
They are parents.
Who has the time?
Their kids.
Who has the time to be away from their job, their family, and all that just to hang out up there? You got to think these people are all on disability and they're mentally ill. There's no other conclusion.
That's ridiculous.
They are mentally ill.
These are good, hard-earned parents and probably moms that stay home and had their kids in school.
The people who
they're concerned about the threat that the guns bring to their school.
The people who are hanging out, hanging out in that gallery in the house are exactly the ones you want to see to it. Never have a chance to have arms. They don't need to be armed because they're mentally unfit to be armed, and that's exactly where you should start. Now, down in Wayne County, you know, Maury County, I seriously doubt any teacher's going to qualify, even if they went through the training and the psychiatric examination. I'm guessing that probably the superintendent and the principal are not going to sign off in Maury County. Now, you go down to Wayne County, they weren't even waiting on this legislation. Every teacher down there is already armed. So,
well, I would say probably three quarters of our teachers already have a gun.
They're not carrying them to class, Debbie. Maybe not in the school, but they have a gun. They're not taking them to school.
Maybe not, but they still own one, a firearm, and they use it for self-protection. They are not silly people. I mean, so
they're not taking them to school.
We're talking about
Debbie.
Something that's already occurring.
And that's going to be a deterrent, wouldn't you think, too, that any shooter, they're going to go to the soft target, as they call it, right? So if they think someone there has a gun, it may be a deterrent.
Yeah. Uh-huh. That's what I said earlier. Just the thought a teacher could have a gun is going to deter a lot of things. As I said, nobody shoots up a police station because they're all armed. They go into the soft targets.
At their core, these shooters are cowards anyway. You don't go in and shoot unarmed people. That's a cowardly move. They're weasels and cowards and stuff. I think that would be the great way to go. If one or two teachers had a gun, right, that'd be a great idea. I mean, I don't know why, Mr. York, you think the 45 hours of training would be the difference between someone with a gun and a shooter in a school and them doing well and not doing well with it. That's ridiculous.
I got a carry permit.
I think I had to have 4 hours of training, something like that, for a carry permit. You know.
Right.
I mean, but well, you jeopardizing other people when you start carrying a gun in school. You got the kids, you got other faculty and staff.
When's the last time someone protecting kids from shooters has hurt anybody else? I can't think of an example. So you're saying someone's in there with an AR-15 mowing down kids, and the risk that someone with a pistol might shoot a kid is a risk that you don't want to take? Are you kidding me?
That's right. Right, Ron.
Yeah, right. I don't want to take that risk. That's a heavy liability, Ron.
Who's going to be liable if it does happen?
Clayton, you're a football coach down at Calioka or middle school baseball. Are you going to arm yourself,
Clayton?
I'm not going to, number one, I really don't think it's like, for example, I don't think Davidson County should have even commented yet on what their policy is going to be. I mean, keep people guessing, you know, kind of like when you get on an airplane, there's U.S. Marshals, but you don't know where they are or if they're, you know, where they're at. But, I mean, I don't think the last thing I'm going to be worried about is the teacher accidentally shooting someone if there's somebody in the building with an AR.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? So, again, I don't know how I feel about it. Here's my question. What's going to happen if a 6'6", 250-pound kid overpowers the teacher and gets their gun? That concerns me. But
they'll be locked up. There'll be lockup provision, I'm sure, with a thumb.
I would think.
Or a key.
Yeah, I mean, so I don't know. Again,
well, once again, folks,
it's up to each district. It sounds like, and again, I don't think I would be saying we're either going to do this or we're not going to do this. Just I would keep people guessing to whether or not that it's.
That's a good idea, but folks,
you got kids in school, Clayton. Would you all have to vote as parents whether the teachers be armed in that school or not?
What do we vote?
That's not in the bill.
I say, will you vote on it?
That's not in the bill, Mr. York.
Yeah, I don't think it's. I think they just passed. I mean, the governor's got to sign it, and then once he signs it, I mean, it's gonna be each district.
But I'm saying your kids go to a private school. Will the parents have input as to if they want teachers to be armed at that private school?
That's not in the bill, Mr. York. That's not there.
I know it's not in the bill, but I'm saying private schools take an issue and give parents input? And allow parents to vote or not vote on whether they're going to have teachers with arms.
I'll take that up the legislature next year, Mr. York. Once again, it's time for the break. But people, the loony left, every teacher in Maury County is not presently standing before their class armed. That, and the possibility that there's going to be any more authorized, that there'll be any authorized teachers to be armed in Maury County is close to zilch.
Yeah. No, I agree.
Motor Sales is Middle Tennessee's home for the best GMC vehicles on the market. Visit Parks at 919 Nashville Highway and test drive truck favorites like the GMC Sierra or Canyon. Or try a popular SUV like the GMC Acadia or Terrain. Parks also has a wide variety of certified pre-owned vehicles for every need. At ParksMotorsales.com, you'll see an extensive inventory, their latest deals, and servicing options. Shop Parks Motor Sales once and you'll agree. Parks GMC. We are professional grade.
Hello, I'm Barbara Lincoln with Holland's Pharmacy. You may have heard our previous commercials about compression hosiery that we carry at Holland's Pharmacy. Well, we've recently expanded into a full line of knee braces, back, wrist, ankle, and other support wear. We will gladly help you get just the right fit for these items and, of course, special order items to ensure the proper fit. Come see us at Holland's Pharmacy, 1608 Hatcher Lane, or call us at 931-388-4233. 388-4233.
Hi, I'm Steve, the Garbage Man. Over 10 years ago, the Garbage Man Incorporated teamed up with former County Commissioner Mr. Glenn Hassey and Keep Murray County Beautiful to provide garbage service for the 8 boat ramps. The county brought in signs and posts, and we provided the carts and weekly service. The Garbage Man Incorporated is proud to be a part of furnishing a much-needed service to the boaters of Murray County. We live in Murray County, too, and are proud to be good corporate citizens. We encourage you to use and enjoy this convenience and keep the Duck River beautiful.
American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning is built to a higher standard, so you can focus on the problems in your life that actually matter, like the drywall that somehow isn't. American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning, built to a higher standard.
Call Davis Heating and Cooling at 931-388-2090. Davis Heating and Cooling is your local American Standard dealer and proudly serves the Murray County area. Find Davis Heating and Cooling online and on Facebook or call today, 388-2090.
This is Dr. Dominic Mancini from the Dr. Gill Center. Have you been injured in a car accident? Are you still in pain? Untreated whiplash injuries to the spine may lead to future conditions such as neck pain, low back pain, and headaches. The doctors at the Dr. Gill Center specialize in detecting and treating these conditions before they get worse. Our accident consultations are free. Call me, painfree.com, or call 615-551-9224.
For 40 years, the Jewelers Bench has worked hard for their customers and provided the highest quality jewelry at the best price. They keep going back. Recent renovations have allowed them to expand their inventory. More high-quality jewelry, custom vintage and estate pieces, and professional jewelry and watch repairs. They also buy gold. The Jewelers Bench. Still here, still great service. 808 Trotwood Avenue, Columbia.
Hello, my name is Connor Mims. My wife Bradley and I live in Columbia, Tennessee in Riverside. I am a deck and porch builder and my wife is a second grade teacher at Riverside Elementary. My specialty is designing and building elegant and comfortable porches and decks. Let me work with you to design and build the porch or deck of your dreams. Give us a call today from our website, MimsModernLandscape.com. That's MimsModernLandscape.com, and check out what we have to offer. Thanks.
The generations that have paved the way for us deserve respect, integrity, and compassion. This is Kelly Dobson, owner of Caring Hearts Home Healthcare. My grandmother and mother started this business in 2005, and I was honored to take over in 2012. Licensed and insured, we help our aging community stay in the comfort of their own homes. Online at CaringHeartsHomeHealthcareLLC.com, by phone 931-381-5470, or in person at 1121 Trotwood Avenue here in Columbia. That's Caring Hearts Home Healthcare.
Hey, this is Seth Moss at Tennessee Valley Equipment, a premier FAE PrimeTech, Bandit, and Shurex dealer. We are your dealer for all of your land clearing and forestry mulching needs. We sell equipment, provide repair service, and parts along with a rental fleet of mulching equipment. We also offer mulching teeth, blades, and sharpening. Our number one priority is getting you up and running as quickly and affordable as possible. Tennessee Valley is located at 300 Santa Fe Pike in wonderful Columbia, Tennessee. Stop by or give us a call today at 931-981-9812.
Farmer Johnny here, Taylor Family Farm. I want to give you all a little look-see. We raise 100% non-GMO grass-fed beef, pasture chicken, and pork on our family farm. Everything that we grow is raised with love and care to ensure the highest quality and nutrition for our family and customers. You can shop online at TaylorFamilyFarmTN.com or visit our farm store in person at Etheridge, Tennessee at 301 Dave Reisner Road. That's TaylorFamilyFarmTN.com for more information.
My name's Del Kennedy. I'm dude number three. Dude number two, Clayton Harris. Good morning.
Good morning, Del. Good morning, everybody.
Dude number one, Mr. Jim York. Good morning.
Good morning, Del. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning. All right. Regular special guest dude, live from Daytona Beach, Florida, Debbie Matthews.
Good morning. So glad to be here.
And native son, favorite son of Columbia, 77 graduate, Columbia Central High School, Ron Hart. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. I'm sorry. Yeah, Ron has a column in about 50 or 60 platforms around the country or the world, whatever, websites, newspapers, that kind of thing. And this week, his column is about dithering dolt Biden tells Whopper about cannibals. Why are cannibals so much, you know, and then good old barbecue down there in Haiti and the cannibals, it's the year of the cannibal. It definitely is. He says Biden told a doozy this time about his uncle getting eaten by cannibals. Biden said his uncle, is it Boozy or Bozy?
Bozy.
Uncle Boozy was,
Bozy.
Shot down in a plane he was flying in combat over New Guinea during World War II. Well, the problem is his uncle wasn't a pilot, and they don't know really.
But shot down over water.
Shot down not, over water. That's
he wasn't flying the plane. It wasn't a combat mission.
No.
And they don't know what happened. They don't know what happened to him, whether he just drowned or got eaten by cannibals, you know. But there's no record of cannibals eating Uncle Boozy. And that's White House.
He went down the middle of Pacific Ocean, so whatever the ocean is over there, I think Pacific Ocean. So the odds of cannibals getting them are very, very remote.
Yeah.
Per military records, never happened. And so, you know, he just tells his story. For the UAW workers, and it's just incredible. I mean, just how his memory is bad. There's one going on right now where he's speaking in front of people, and he says, 4 more years, and he says, pause. And he reads the teleprompter where it says, pause.
He reads the crawls, yes.
Yeah.
And then they have this orchestrated 4 more years. They tell the crowd to yell. So, I mean, his unlike a Trump rally, his rallies are completely orchestrated and kind of sad.
Yeah.
And all politicians have orchestrated campaign rallies. Gee whiz, that's the purpose.
Okay.
I promise you that Trump is, I mean, he floats in and out the teleprompter, but he's not going to read the word pause that his people have told him to pause.
Can he really read?
Come on, Jim.
And there were
an Ivy League graduate.
There were 12.
You know, on Tuesday, he presented a key to a former prime minister of Japan, a key to the White House. He's out there still playing president.
Okay.
Key to the White House.
Let it go, man. Go do what you go to court. Let it go.
I never heard of anybody.
Isn't that funny? I mean, I'm still not over that they're telling him he has to sit in a courtroom for 6 weeks, period. And this could have been done in It could have been done during his when he was president. You know, could have been done in the last 4 years, but it is being done now.
I'm smelling a rat here. This is left wing propaganda from those news sites that Mr. York visits. I've read about the Trump meeting with the Prime Minister of Japan. I've read no accounts that said anything about a key to the White House or even the outhouse. And second of all, I have never heard of anyone ever, Democrat or Republican, picture. Presenting a key to the White House to anybody.
Yeah,
I sent Clayton a picture.
Biden got nervous and had all the locks changed.
Yeah, yeah.
He believed that stuff so much.
I mean, is anybody?
I think if he had a key to the White House, they would have got
it. How many boxes of keys did he take from the White House? He must have stole a whole bunch of boxes.
See, listen to this.
You know they're big keys, like a foot long keys. They're symbolic. You understand that?
Yeah, they're in a wooden box. They're symbolic. They're in a wooden. How many boxes of keys did he steal?
Miss York, there is nothing in that. There's
the furniture the Clinton stole. The Clinton stole furniture.
You must be reading MSNBC. I mean, there is no such thing as a key to the White House ceremony. It never has been. Didn't happen with the Italian prime minister. Hadn't happened. Joe Biden hadn't given anybody a key to the White House. So that's just.
I got a picture of it, Delk. I'll send it to you.
Yeah, that's right. Photoshopped and all. I mean, that's just a made up lie. That's just what the liberal media
got him to quit playing. You know, Debbie, you always complain about taxpayer dollars. Well, we always got a 15-car caravan following Trump around. I know he's got Secret Service. Do he need 15 cars and policemen and all that? Spending
he needs
our taxpayer
every bit
dollars.
Of that and plus.
And
I saw this bill that went through Congress where they wanted to get rid of his Secret Service if he gets an indictment. If they do that, y'all are setting him up to be assassinated, Jim. There's
no,
not a doubt.
No, nobody going to, you know, sometimes.
Oh, you'd love that.
No.
That,
Jim,
there's
we're not
nobody.
Now.
If
we
anybody
not
assassinate him, it'd be somebody in your party. It won't be in our party.
Once again, Mr.
Really? Secret Service that Obama has, I'm sure. There's no differential.
You don't see Obama running around with 15 cars.
No, we just see Obama with people dying at his house and no accountability for that. There's still nothing going
on
about
investigated.
His chef
that was investigated.
Here's the problem. You Democrats spend so much money on this show trial. He's a $130,000 deduction for a legal expense, right? So you're talking about his tax rate, maybe a $40,000 loss to the government. If that's what the case is about, no one really understands. How much money in extra police and Secret Service and court time in his motorcade? It's 6 weeks of his time, lawyers for a $50,000 potential loss.
Misdemeanor that has been turned into felonies, yes.
Exactly.
Well, David Pecker.
No, act like you have concern for public money or taxpayer money. Don't even pretend that.
David Pecker is really spilling the beans on what happened. Now, that's not a Democrat. That's a Republican that was Trump's buddy, David Pecker.
Miss York, again,
with the trash magazine.
Everybody has PR people, Jim. Everybody does. I don't care if it's a country music artist. I don't care if it's your local council person. They use the press, period. It's done. It's PR. I don't understand. There's nothing illegal about this.
Catch and kill.
Which is absolutely legal, Mr. York.
Over the years.
And again,
there are crazy people out there saying all sorts of stuff about everybody.
Once again, Mr. York.
They have control over their image.
Whatever it is you're smoking or reading, I've read accounts from straightforward sources about David Pecker's testimony. It's been completely innocuous.
To me, it's strange.
You don't have to believe it. You don't have to believe it, but the jury will make a decision.
The jury's already made their decision, Jim.
Hey, Doug, what's weird about the Pecker testimony is on the prosecution side, they're saying, okay, he just did this one thing with Stormy to affect the election. But what they're doing is they're tracing back a series of these events, capture and kills, going back 10, 12, 13 years before he even ran. So that's contrary to their case. It is a pattern, right?
Yeah, it's a pattern. They're building a case as to what happened.
You're just trying to embarrass him publicly. You have no interest in justice.
This is what I want to know,
How about Biden's girl, Tara Reade? Y'all care about that?
What about the catch and kill of the Hunter and stuff from New York Post? That is the biggest catch and kill that ever was.
And the shutdown from Facebook and Google and all those people, that article. Yeah, how about that? You talk about election interference. That was the one big election interference thing, that and the Russian hoax.
That's right.
They got the checks. They got the checks, Ron. They got the checks.
You know,
I hope they have the checks on the Biden.
Trump ruled to keep that store from hitting the wire.
Ms. York, you know, a non-disclosure agreement is perfectly legal in all 50 states.
We had a listener that just texted in and said that basically, and this guy's kind of in the middle, but he basically said that Democrats are turning Trump into a victim, much like how Republicans turned Justin Jones in Nashville into a victim. Yeah. I mean, it's incredible. This whole thing is backfiring, and
that ain't gonna hunt.
I'm telling you, and I said this before this trial started. I said it 2 years ago. You've had all this time to do something. You choose to do it right before this election. If y'all would have just left him alone and not said a word, there could have easily been another nominee instead of him. But you guys continued to just Trump. And I'm telling you, this could really backfire, Mr. York. It could really backfire for Democrats big time.
It could, but I don't think it will.
Imagine him going to D.C. as a lame duck president, what he could potentially do to dismantle all the bureaucracies up there. I mean, if he's a lame duck, he doesn't care about the next election.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, the public
per se does not want someone that's going to destroy this way of life that we live.
Oh my goodness!
What a stupid statement!
My head just exploded.
Way of life.
You all have your idea of the way of life.
I
have my idea, but people per se,
your idea of a way of life is a flooding of the country with illegal migrants.
They don't want this capitalistic system destroyed.
You know what? Yeah. You're exactly right, Jim. You're exactly right, Jim. This way of life, I'm paying too much for gas. I'm paying too much for any grocery through there. So this way of life, yeah, Trump's going to destroy, which I hope he does. I want cheaper groceries and cheaper fuel.
Your way of life, Ms. York, is millions and millions of illegals flowing across the border. And that is going to change our way of life. Yeah, and not for the better.
Yeah. Well, you know, we get them from Slovenia. We get them from Ukraine. We get them from Afghanistan. We get them from Mexico. We get them from Venezuela. Yeah, it's going to change our way of life. And we become more dependent on their labor. We become more dependent on their labor.
Latin American countries. You can say Slovenia if you want to. Mostly Latin American countries.
And an unusual number.
They're not political refugees. They're financial refugees, which we're not supposed to take. So our system's a joke. It's a joke to the world. They're laughing at us.
Well, we had a bill to try to reform it.
Oh, God, that was not our bill.
It was a joke bill.
That was a joke bill.
It had some meaningful legislation.
Did you see the illegal?
I don't know what mushrooms you got into yesterday.
Trump when he got elected.
Did you see the illegal immigrants marching in the streets of New York because they were angry they were being sent to shelters and being removed from the luxury hotels? Jim, that's where we are.
We got a lot of them working on the courthouse. We got a lot of them cutting grass. We got a lot of them working in restaurants around Columbia. And I know they probably haven't had
they came a long time ago.
Get their visas yet. No, they've been here. They're arriving, and we put them to work. And they're supplementing their labor.
And we put them in our schools.
And according to CBO, it's going to give this country another $7 trillion more than any other country on this globe. It's going to give our economy $7 trillion.
Do you know what Tennessee is funded a year? What is the budget for Tennessee? Because the amount of immigrants that have come in is equal to the ninth highest populated state in this country. 9 million fits above Tennessee. It's more than Tennessee has.
$52 billion budget. $52 billion.
Yes. So get ready to absorb all that because we've just added a new state worth of people on infrastructure, into education,
onto
all social services, everything. So my brother works in social services. They don't have enough money to tend to the people they've got now. And now you're about to load that up with people that have never even given into the system.
Who's going to take care of you old people, Debbie, when you get old? I mean, you know, this country's not producing enough in population.
It's time to take a break. We need to come back and talk about Uncle Boo.
This is Barry Duke, and you're listening to 101.7 WKOM Columbia.
Hello, this is Rick Tillis from Tillis Jewelry. What is a full-service jeweler? Experienced staff, custom designers, in-house jewelry repairs, and beautiful jewelry. Yes, at Tillis Jewelry, we are passionate, knowledgeable, and committed to integrity. We strive to be the best in our community and in our profession. We build long-term relationships and become part of family traditions that will cross generations. We delight clients by providing an unparalleled selection, superior service, and exceptional value. Tillis Jewelry, we exceed your expectations.
This is Mark Curry at the Trailer Store. We are a local, family-owned business. Every day, I work with my wife, Susie, my mother, Becky, and my son, Justin. We offer a full line of lawnmower trailers, utility trailers, stock trailers, and a full line of trailer parts. We also offer service. Come see us at 1021 New Lewisburg Highway. Call us at 931-381-2795. That's 931-381-2795.
Are you thinking about a new fence? Maybe you need a pole barn. Then you should give Sands Fence Company a call. That's 931-309-1644. Will Sands has built his business based on the principles of honesty, quality, and integrity. Sands Fence Company has been in business for over 20 years, providing the community with farm, residential, and commercial fencing, as well as pole barns and buildings. Call today for a free estimate. Sands Fence Company, 931-309-1644. 931-309-1644.
Hiller Smile and Save sales event is here. This month, get $1,500 off select new HVAC systems, whole home water filtration with descaler, and select new whole home generators. Or take advantage of Hiller's $99 AC tune-up or $99 drain cleaning special. When your home needs plumbing, HVAC, or electrical service, call the Happy Face Truck. Smile and save at happyhiller.com today.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Do you have trees that need trimming or removed? Do you have stumps that you want ground? A1 Tree Removal is a family-owned and operated business local to Columbia and Lewisburg and servicing surrounding Middle Tennessee. They are licensed and insured and provide free estimates. No job is too big, no tree is too small. Give old Luke a call or text Luke at 931-359-3113. Or you can check them out on Facebook and tell A1 Tree Removal that you heard this ad on the radio. If you love America, you will love A1 Tree Removal.
This is Debbie Matthews with the Nashville Realty Group, and if you've been paying attention, you know the housing market has been tough, but rates are beginning to thaw. So if you're thinking about selling, the time to jump in is getting better every day. But if you're thinking about buying, and those interest rates are still a little bit too high, a good agent knows how to negotiate interest rate buy-downs, and I'm a good agent. So call me, Debbie Matthews with Nashville Realty Group, 615-476-3224.
Announcing two big days of celebration at the grand opening and ribbon cutting for Columbia Paint and Wall Covering's brand new Spring Hill location at 11 a.m. on Wednesday, April 24th. Everyone is invited. On Thursday, April 25th at 11 a.m., Contractor Appreciation Day. Refreshments served from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Columbia Paint and Wall Covering has a long-standing reputation for outstanding customer service. Locally owned and family operated since 1946. Zach Maddox is now the third generation owner and operator, following his grandfather, Ralph Maddox, and his father, Zeke Maddox. Columbia Paint and Wall Covering offers a full line of paints featuring Benjamin Moore, window treatments, wallpaper, and so much more. That's 11 a.m., April 24th and 25th. Columbia Paint and Wall Covering's ribbon cutting, grand opening, and contractor appreciation celebrations. 2001 Campbell Station Parkway in Spring Hill, just off Highway 31 North, next to the Spring Hill Academy and Preschool. Give them a call, 931-674-1985, or visit Columbia Paint and Wall Covering online at paintcolumbia.com.
Are you prepared for what many experts believe to be an exponential tax increase when the Trump tax cuts end here soon? In addition to protecting your hard-earned money during your lifetime, what about college planning? Would you like to see an excellent alternative to the 529 plan? If you think you can do a better job of spending your money than the federal government, give us a call. Call us at 931-269-9520, 931-269-9520, or go to optimalfinancialplanning.com.
Hi, I'm Matt Perales, manager of Murray County Equipment. We help you with all your agriculture and construction equipment needs. We carry a full line of New Holland tractors from compacts to high horsepower. We have a full line of Gravely mowing equipment. We also have New Holland construction equipment, attachments, and accessories for your tractors and a complete parts department. We are locally owned and operated. Come see us at 1075 North James Campbell Boulevard or learn about us on Facebook or contact us at 931-490-8183.
some senators, congressmen, please heed the call. Don't stand in the doorway, don't block up the hall. For he that gets hurt will be the one who has stalled. There's a battle outside and it's raging. It'll soon shake your windows and rattle your walls. For the times, they are a-changing.
All right, we're back. Three Dudes with a View. This is our last show of the week. Tomorrow morning, Inside Middle Tennessee with Jim Ross. This time, this station. My name is Del Kennedy. I am Dude Number 3. Dude Number 2, Clayton Harris. Good morning.
Good morning, Del. Good morning, everybody.
Dude Number 1, Mr. Jim York.
Good morning, Del. Good morning, everybody. I got an announcement after you introduce everybody.
Okay. Live from Daytona Beach, Debbie Matthews.
Good morning, everybody. Y'all are well. Glad to be here.
Glad to have you. And native son, favorite son of Columbia, Ron Hart. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, Mr. York, what's up?
I think Ron might want to attend this. It's Catch These Jokes in Columbia at the Blue Fox Lounge, 403 Riverside Drive, tomorrow evening at 8 p.m. Ron, you might pick up a few. You got people like James Holiday, Crystal Majors, Caleb McGraw, Allie Newsom are the folks that's going to entertain. But I think this is one of the first in Columbia. I've never known of having a Catch These Jokes or any body telling jokes in the community. So, except at the Blue Fox Lounge tomorrow.
Yeah.
They've done a couple of comedy nights here in Columbia. Wes Hendrickson, Dr. Hendrickson, emceed one recently. Okay. So, that's good. We have a lot of funny folks.
Yeah, we do.
It may just be Monsanto fallout, but we have a lot of funny folks.
According to my sources, the guy told me these folks are really funny. So it's good entertainment, good clean entertainment. So it's something to do in Murray County.
There you go. What's not happening in Murray County? I mean, everything is. All right, back to Ron's column, Biden's Uncle Boozy and the Cannibals. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre cleaned up after Biden's lies on this one. She was mad and told him to stay in his lane because lying to the nation is her job.
That's so good, Ron.
Where do you get that from?
Lies all the time. Read the Jeff Dahmer one. I love the Jeff Dahmer one. Delk, a little further down about cannibals.
Let's see.
I'll tell it.
Didn't he go to Harvard? Let's see. No,
that was Ted Kaczynski.
It's Ted Kaczynski, yeah. Said, I'm reminded of when Jeffrey Dahmer once reviewed Burger King on Yelp. He said, it was pretty good, but I prefer Five Guys.
Next line's good. Do the next
cannibalism is something most people attribute to the young. In Dahmer's case, his parents noticed that he cheered all the wrong places during Silence of the Lambs.
Oh my gosh.
Well, cannibals.
Much cannibals in Haiti, too. You know, you got the political party down there, the gangs running Haiti. You know, there hadn't been a gang running Haiti since the Clinton Foundation. Down there doing that. So I don't know about this cannibalism thing, but here's the other problem. You know, you got cannibals in Haiti, and Florida's probably the most obese state in the country, so there's got to be a deal there somehow.
One meal deal, huh?
One meal deal. Help America do that. So why do you think Biden does that, Mr. York? Why do you think he sort of exaggerates stories all the time? Now he does this thing now. Where he goes, oh, yeah, I'm not kidding you. I'm not kidding you. No.
Every story.
No, every politicians exaggerate. You have one story. In your party, you got one of the key exaggerators. Ever in this world.
He's boastful. Yeah, he's very, you're right. He basically does hyperbole, I'd call it his, more hyperbole. Yeah. But he didn't say his uncle got eaten by cannibals.
No, you know, he didn't talk about his family. You know, he got a family. He never mentioned his family.
No, you don't know anything about Donald Trump Jr. and Eric Trump and Ivana Trump and Jason and Jared.
They have disappeared off the scene.
Are in front and center, just not on what you're watching. That's the problem.
I don't even see them on Fox.
They're everywhere. Are you kidding? They're everywhere.
Laura Trump's the co-chair of the Republican National Party.
Well, she's got to be out there, but the rest of them, like, they hid up in the closet or something.
They are. No. They've got their own radio shows, their own podcasts. They're everywhere. You're just not watching anything that's showing any good things about the Trump family.
Newsmax and Fox would have them on, but I don't see them appearing on those.
They do.
Eric was on Fox the other night. He's on Jesse Ward's the other night about the sham trial in New York. He's on there all the time. You just don't watch it. And they don't like to come on y'all's news because you rip them apart. You don't give them any oxygen.
I don't have any news. I just look at news.
Yeah, you do. You got that left-wing bull news.
I look at MSNBC, CNN, Fox, Newsmax.
You look at those Looney Tunes.
I look at BBC. I look at a Japanese station.
And the NPR. NPR, I'm sure
NPR,
you are.
NPR, yeah, I listen to
that's
NPR.
That's really an unbiased one. You look at the ones who have made up some mythical ceremony called presenting the key to the White House. Never before in American history has anybody presented a key to the White House, and it didn't happen.
Well, foreigners wouldn't see. That's the big booby. Foreigners don't know the difference. Trump knows the difference. He can't give a key to the White House to anybody. He's not president.
She didn't give a key to the White House.
Show us that picture.
But someone who's a foreigner won't even know.
Clayton, Google that.
That's just made up, Mr. York.
Clayton, Google it and see if it comes up.
Okay.
We can't do it because we're on camera. Clayton, Google that.
I'm looking.
I mean, that's just something made up. I mean,
and why would the Japanese prime minister meet with him anyway? It's a really slight.
Every prime minister is meeting with Trump right now. First, they're Poland, Japan. They're all going to see Trump before they go to the White House. And I think
he was a former prime minister. He wasn't the current prime minister.
The current prime minister of Poland met with Trump before he went to the White House.
Joe Biden hadn't given anybody a key to the White House. Donald Trump hadn't given anybody a key to the White House. Not a single president in American history has ever given anybody a key to the White House. That's just the deranged lunacy that's going on the left. Just making stuff like
selling
that up.
Selling sneakers.
He made $1 million off of that. Selling rally knives, selling cups.
I mean, he's selling everything.
What's wrong with that? There's nothing wrong with
has
that.
To.
And according to the loony left and those idiots in the House gallery this week, you know, every teacher in Tennessee is now standing before their class armed with a 9mm on their hip. You know,
those are concerned citizens that go to that gallery, Dale. They are concerned parents. They have a right to be in that gallery protesting.
Let me ask you a question, Dale.
Do they have jobs? Do they have families?
Do you think behavior is going to get better in the classroom if those kids think their teacher is armed? Because there's a lot of bad behavior in these classrooms.
It's not a lot of bad behavior. Y'all build that up like it's crazy.
I'm not sure. I'm listening to teachers who are concerned that create trouble.
Most of the kids are good, well-trained kids getting a great education. I know a lot of them.
Talk to teachers.
There's a few in every class.
Our teachers rep stood in front of our school board when I was there as the Republican watchdog over the school board. And she said, okay, we have no books. Y'all are doing some committee meeting on that to figure out how we're going to fund books. But we've been asking for a think tank on how to take care of the discipline problems in these schools because teachers are scared. Maybe this will have a secondary and intended hopeful effect that some of these kids will straighten their butts out because they're worried.
Most of these kids are good, well-educated kids.
They're not causing trouble.
They are doing their work like they're supposed to. You can always have, in a large social population, somebody that's not going to act right. Y'all had it in January 6th.
I believe that education is a privilege, and if you are not there to learn, you need to go.
There's probably a lot more, you know, aside from whether or not having a teacher you know, armed in the classroom is a good idea. The chance there, first of all, people, everybody know out there, there are zero authorized teachers to have firearms in classrooms in Maury County today, only the SROs. Second of all, the odds that I seriously doubt that the sheriff and the principal and the superintendent of schools are going to sign off on anybody being armed in Murray County. So the odds of
Because she's a woman and she's more progressive. Do you think that's why she's going to say no?
The odds of anybody actually becoming any teacher becoming authorized to have a weapon in a Murray County classroom is slim to none to zilch.
So if just, I were a teacher, so I would be asking moved. To go through that training. Absolutely.
I don't know if you could qualify.
Oh, yes, I could. Absolutely, I could.
But I go along with you, Del. I don't think teachers really want that additional responsibility. And it's a heavy responsibility when you start carrying a firearm and may use it for another person that's intruding. And yeah, I think teachers are more concerned about helping their students learn rather than trying to protect the perimeter. That's what the SROs ought to be doing.
If a mass shooter came in, they really would help the students a lot with a gun.
Yeah.
Might, but it's just I seriously doubt that. I mean, first of all, you know, it takes a lot of time. You can say it isn't much, but it psychiatric examination, 40 hours. That means you got to take time off from work. You got to take your personal days.
Yeah, I wanted to. I hope at least three or four days. You're allowed to do that while your school is a part of your pay to go get that done because it's extra 40 hours. That is a lot. So
right.
Yeah, so you're going to have to take your personal days to go do it.
Skip ahead of line, get maybe a higher level of stuff. So they have made it hard. You know, and then all the Democrats laying the ground like a fake soccer injury, you know, like, oh, Lord, I'm going to have guns.
You know, 40 hours, that's giving up a week of vacation with your family. You're going to have to say, no, I'm going to gun training. I'm not going to take a week of vacation with my family.
I just watched a video where this man or this student, his cell phone was taken away by his teacher. She left the room and was in the hallway. He followed her out and beat her to death. Okay. Now I'm sitting here going, if he even thought that teachers were armed, would that behavior have happened? I want to know. I think we should at least have three or four. And once these teachers go through this, I don't think anybody should know who those teachers are. It's sort of like Clayton was talking about on the plane. We don't know who
those teachers are. There's a teacher getting slapped by a student. It shows somebody put their cell phone. They went up there to the desk to get talked to a teacher and slapped her twice.
Exactly.
The odds of any teacher getting authorized, certified in Maury County are slim to none to zilch.
I hope that that's not the case.
Well, it is the case.
I hope that's statewide.
No. Like I said, down in Maury County, they weren't waiting on the state to pass a bill. I mean, down in Wayne County, they weren't waiting on the state to pass a bill. The teachers are all armed down there already. So
they probably don't have SROs either, Del. That might be, you know, there's other factors that might contribute to a teacher wanting to carry a gun. If they don't have SRO program, then they don't have much protection unless they just depend on the sheriff's department or police department.
Yeah, but we're just getting a whole lot of angst about nothing. At least here in Murray County. And, it's just not, you know, whether it's a good idea or not, it's not going to happen under the law as passed by the legislature this week.
I think that's a shame.
Register for the golf tournament, folks.
What's the Debbie Matthew Show Sunday at 6 with Rory Thiem?
Catch these jokes tomorrow night at 8 p.m. at the Red Fox Blue Fox Lounge.
All right, we'll see you Monday.
Y'all have a great weekend, folks.
Come on, keep a smile on your brother, everybody get together.